We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sam, listeners, Light Years Podcast, do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when your beer is cold. Wow, that's amazing. That way you always know when it's time to chill. When you need to hit reset, just open up a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment and made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
Hey, Light Years listeners, make sure to subscribe to Blue Wire Buckets. Blue Wire Buckets is a 3 times a week roundtable on NBA content discussing the playoffs and storylines pertaining to the NBA at large. Here's a quick clip from our last episode.
2 straight years with Russ and Paul George going out in the first round, like, and Russ was awful in this series. Like, he had the one game they won, like, he had a really nice game, but like, yeah, he was shooting like something like 36% coming into this game. And
yeah, he didn't help himself tonight.
11 of 31 tonight. So just like, there's going to be a lot of talk about, I mean, just Dame soundly outplaying him. I feel like there's going to be a lot of talk about like where they're standing and like in the league against each other. Like Dame is like, has he gone past him? Because Russ obviously was like all year, Russ, the shooting was just way down. For, I mean, he's never been the most efficient player, but like this year's the shooting in general is way down. And I would have this series first round and out again. I think this is the 3rd straight year he's gone out since KD left, and now 2 straight with Paul George out too. I mean, that's not a great look. Like, I'm curious where they're going to go from here. What, I mean, I don't even know what kind of changes they can really make. Like, they got Adams is under contract for big money. They obviously have Russ and Paul George there long term. Like, what do you see them going from here?
I think the most frustrating part was, and I'm curious here if you guys agree. I don't think Russ played a terrible game intellectually. Like, he took shots he should make. He took that elbow jumper. He missed how many layups in a row, including the one right down the stretch. Like, if he's not going to hit that elbow jumper and layups at the rim, like, I don't know what you can do with him. You know, it wasn't one of those, like, he did end up with 31 shots. He definitely forced a few, but like, he wasn't trying to match Dame shot for shot, which is,
yeah, I would agree,
which is what he typically would do when a guy gets that hot, you know, right in his face, particularly a guy he has kind of a back and forth with. And so it's just, I don't know, other than like, you either have to put faith that he's going to come around with his jumper, which I don't know. It's got worse every year.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of the layup thing is something that's kind of been around quietly, right, with Russ, just kind of missing, like, it's almost he goes too fast and he ends up blowing it at the rim. But you're right, I think he played, shooting numbers aside, I still think he played a fairly intelligent game. And you know what, this, you have to give Portland credit too, they just don't quit, keep coming. CJ McCollum had a terrible game, but yet, you know, he made some big
shots, great fourth quarter, great down the stretch though. So.
Yeah, big plays down the stretch. And I think it's just all, like, they just kind of keep coming and coming. Ennis Kanter gutting it out after, I guess it looks like a shoulder injury or
yeah,
whatnot.
But something like that.
He looked like in a ton of pain, but just kept battling. You know, it's just, God, you have to tip your hat to these guys. And to your question, Jason, I have no idea what OKC can. I mean, you might have to try to move Adams to free up some money somehow or get some pieces. Cause right now, the way this team's constructed, 3 years in a row, getting swept out of the, or not swept, but getting knocked out of the first round, it's becoming a reoccurring theme. And, you know, it was funny at the start of the series, and I know I'm rambling a little bit, but I'll cut it here quick. You know, I kind of looked at it going like, this is a battle of really almost legacies between Westbrook and Lillard going into the series, both having, you know, lost in the first round the past 2 years. Like, one of them's going to go through and one's going to get left behind. And it's, you know, I called it the Battle of the Bastards on Twitter the other day. And you know, I think we kind of could have guessed before I said it who would have been Jon Snow and who would have been Ramsay's for all the Game of Thrones fans out there. And it looks like it kind of played out just like the Battle of the Bastards.
Quick point, the Thunder, I forgot they've Dennis Schroeder for like $31 million the next 2 years. Like, Roberson is, who knows the hell his deal is yet. That's, they're just in like a weird spot for them right now. I don't know.
Like, they clearly went all in on trying to put everything they could around Russ and PG, given their cap constraints. And I mean, I don't know. Like, they were 12 of 27 from three, which is about as good as you can expect from that team given the roster. And
right. I mean, that's good for most teams.
It is good for most teams. Like, most teams probably want to get up to 30 shots from three, but beyond that, like, I mean, this is about as good a shooting night as you can expect from that roster, and it still wasn't enough. And I mean, you can point to, if Dame's going to get 50, and I was actually, I'm looking at it now, he was 17 of 33. It really felt like he made five shots the whole night. But I don't know what you can do, like, if you're OKC here, because I feel like they played as their best game.
Yeah, 55% overall. Like, Jeremy Grant was 7 of 8. Schroeder was 7 of 10. Like, both guys made some crazy shots. I mean, PG was 14 of 20. Like, obviously, Russ didn't shoot well. But, yeah, I mean, they had only gone over 100 points, I think, like, three – or the one time, their one win. They'd struggled offensively. And then they put up a great offensive effort tonight, just – Dame goes for 50, and then they just kind of felt folded down the stretch, and that was that, and they're done.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.